Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's time, Brittany, let's do it. Save. S-A-V-E, save. Text the word save to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. Did we get any winners last week, you guys? Or the last couple of days?
Didn't notice.
I don't think so, Sarah. Not in the last few days.
Let's get some winners. We need some winners. Message and data rates apply. Save is the word. 72881 is the number. All right, let's get into the trash here. That thing is just going on and on.
Yeah.
So the Billboard Hot 100, we're going to start there. You know, did you hand me back that other story we discussed too? I don't have that in front of me.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it right to you.
Coming in at number one, yeah, we have an interesting story that has a tie to someone on this show.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in a couple minutes. We're going to start with the Hot 100. Number 100 is, and I'm going to guess that this is country just based on the name of the artist, is Mitchell Tenpenny. Is this country?
Ish, yeah. I feel like a lot of country is going slightly pop, right?
Yeah, really contemporary.
Slightly.
Still has like a twang to it.
It's funny. I'm listening for barely the twang. Any twang, though. It's funny. Yeah. You have to look at the way someone's dressed to know what format they're in.
Right. Does this guy have cowboy boots on?
Is he wearing a hat?
Pull up Mitchell Tenpenny and see.
Tons of alternative. You listen to it and go, that's a pop song. But then you see they're wearing a black shirt and you go, oh, okay.
Oh, staring at their
so
feet.
So alternative.
Oh. Yikes.
Alt rock, man.
I see mostly ball caps that this guy wears.
Mm. Look at his feet.
He's from Nashville, though.
Oh. Well. Oh, one sip of nom. Let's have a look.
Yeah, he's a country guy.
Yeah, look, a country hipster, though. He's got a bowler on in one of those. That's not a cowboy hat. Does this show his feet anywhere?
Trucker hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a country guy.
So, anyway, he's debuting in 100th place with a song.
Good for him.
Called Drunk Me. Mitchell Tenpenny. All right, skipping up to number 10. Look at this. Drake's almost out of the top. Well, this particular Drake song is almost out of the top 10. Nice for What? Peaked at number one.
This is a great song.
Is it?
Is it?
I agree, Hooman.
I don't know.
Thank you, Bryn.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I'm done with
that's
this one.
Enough.
Okay, that is okay.
At number nine is Tyga featuring Offset, and it's called Taste. So this is Kylie's ex and Black China's ex.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to keep it straight.
And Cardi B's man, right?
No.
Cardi B's. Yeah, Offset is on this.
Along with Cardi
also
B.
Also, it gets
featuring.
Confusing, I know, right?
I was like, Tyga is with Cardi B now?
LMA is at number eight with Boot Up. A Boot Up. At number seven is Juice WRLD. Lucid Dreams. At least there's a melody.
Mm.
Oh, goodness. It's harsh.
Is it?
She wants him dead. Okay. I know.
In my head.
Hey. Post Malone is number six with Better Now. I like Post Malone.
That is so hooky. Not even good lyrics.
I know.
That's hooky as hell.
I like that Rockstar song of his. It's like it surprises me that I like him because it does sound like all those other ones. Okay, at number five is DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Quavo. No brainer.
Another one.
Hey, Brittany. This says you wrote a couple things under this about highest ranking debut.
Yeah, that's what it says there. It's through Billboard. So those are just a couple of facts about it.
Huh. like from DJ Khaled, his highest ranking debut? Because I was going to say Drake debuts at number one all the time. Anyway, this is a kick-ass song for DJ Khaled, apparently. Coming in at number four is Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You. And frankly, this is the song that comes closest to being a rock song or even just a straight pop song in the top ten. Everything else is, like, number three is 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murda Beats, Fifi, or Fefe. Is that 6ix9ine actually singing right there?
Yes.
Or whatever he's doing?
It is him.
So mumbly. I like Nicki. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin, I Like It. That's number two. And number
one. You know, can you imagine sitting down with the lyrics? Like we used to listen to records, and you sit down with the record sheet, and you listen to the lyrics here. What the hell? The one before it, too, with Nicki Minaj. Oh, like, what did she... Uh-huh. Oh, she's pulling it because she means it and is going for it. But if you read that, you'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, let's do a quick rewrite on this. And number one is Drake.
And I need you.
Go.
And I'm
go
down
woman.
For you.
Oh, that was Bryn singing?
Do you want
to? I couldn't tell. I just backed him up. Doing it.
You guys sing it.
At the very end.
Come on. In My Feelings.
If Drake, you hear,
he's so sensitive.
Yeah.
He's don't do that with your mouth.
If you hear the top 10 hit songs each week and you think to yourself, gross. there's this guy, one of my favorite bands is called Mastodon, and they're metal, they're or whatever, hard rock, whatever you want to call it. You don't need to.
No, I'm
just
cool.
Just let me finish my story. So the guitar player, I don't know what the deal was, but he snapped on some writer and he was like, you know, modern music is just like our society. It's this selfie society where no one wants to learn an instrument. No one wants to write actual songs. They just do this rap thing where they can just spit out a quick thing. And it's and he's losing his mind because clearly he's studied guitar and worked hard. And feels like these guys are all getting hits and he can't.
Man, you know what? Let me
buy one
if
to
I can
save his life.
Find this thing I was reading.
Not that
about.
They're trying, but I mean, he was really commenting that modern music, no one's learning instruments
like
or
guitar is going the way of knitting.
Well,
like no
it
one's
takes
learning.
Time. You have to sit there and learn it.
So, I'm looking at this story this morning about the music industry. They're actually saying because you know you hear artists all the time bitching about how you can't make money selling music anymore. You can't. They're actually saying that American listeners are spending more money on music than ever before, over $20 billion a year, and music revenues from stuff like on-demand streams, CDs, radio, live events, and advertising have risen to about $43 billion a year. They're making more money in the music industry than they ever have before, and artists are getting less. The music industry is paying about 12% of all the money they make to artists. They take home about $5 billion of the $43 billion. The people who are actually creating the product are getting the least amount of the money.
So where are they saying the money's going to? Is it the computer companies like Apple and Spotify?
Whoever's the streaming, the music company, the producer. The label.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is taking their piece. I'm sure that includes art managers and everybody else.
Right.
What happens is of the $43 billion, $5 billion actually makes it to artists.
I read that.
Crazy.
I felt sad.
Yeah, it's really
artists.
Sad.
Like, how does a upcoming artist ever? God, that's their love.
I know
their art.
Well, I always think about Tommy Igo, who's actually like in his circles. He's a well-known jazz drummer. Like he's has a long storied history. He's got his own band. He tours the band. He was looking at his streaming numbers, and he has fairly significant stream, like not like one of these big artists on the top 10, but people stream him and he gets checks for like 9 cents. Like it doesn't matter how many streams he gets because it can't possibly bring him up into the echelon where you're like a Drake and you're actually making
ridiculous.
Money from it. I know.
Tommy Igo's coming in a couple weeks.
To do a movie review?
What movie did he decide to do?
It's the R-rated Muppets movie, The Happy Time Murders. You
oh,
talked
yeah,
about this.
Yeah.
It's a Melissa McCarthy film.
It's supposed to be really funny.
Yeah, and really R, like really,
yeah,
really
hard R with, hard R, with yeah. Muppets. Yeah.
Cool. I like yeah. it.
Someone's got a fetish for it out there.
I guess so. I want to say that the Muppet Company, or like Jim Henson's estate, was suing, saying you can't use the Muppets this
that
way.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, but they're doing it.
Well, not to, I feel bad hearing that story you just reported,
I know.
Too.
Mm-hmm. It's That's super a bummer. Sad. Yeah.
But, you know, you also hear a company like Pandora say, we can't make money.
Well, because we have to pay the artists.
Pay them. You're using their product.
You wouldn't have a company without
right.
them.
That's right. your whole business, yeah. is these people's music that they made.
Right.
I know that I keep reading that somewhere. Actually, I bet you Michael Martin knows the answer to this. But,
our boss, Michael Martin.
Somewhere, the Grammys or some group is right now trying to rewrite the laws about how artists get paid, because they're currently getting screwed, and they almost need a union,
right?
Which they don't have,
right?
But they need some kind of
it's true.
Group,
I mean, even as
to
radio,
represent them and
radio
say,
performers, we have a group that represents us. Filmmakers have groups that represent them,
yeah.
not just the actual actors, but all the different categories. Like, it does seem like, why wouldn't there be? At least then, if you were a working musician, you'd be paying towards your retirement. You'd be, you'd have the benefits of, you know, having a strong union arguing for you. Yeah, it seems kind of crazy. I wonder if there's you know how there's all those hitmen in, or whatever they're called, the session musicians
yes.
that work
the
in Nashville.
Vinny was talking about that documentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wonder if there's like a session player union. Because it does seem like they go in and they.
I don't think there is.
No.
I think they have a word of mouth. I think that producers have some. That's the sense I got from the movie, that producers have knowledge of these artists that are
right.
really good. These sort of hitmen who can come in on the spot, hear the song that's going, and lay
Nail
a lick
it,
down,
right.
and they do it quickly because you don't have time to play games. But I remember the guy who did a song for Steely Dan, who's got this rep. Steely Dan is a band from the 70s that have a rep for being highly technical and really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he goes in, he lays down a solo, and it's not until he hears the song that he knows he's on the song.
It's crazy.
And he laid it down and left, and then hears the song and goes, oh, I'm on this.
So I wonder if he gets just the session pay, or if he gets
I think so.
Royalties for as a performer.
I think, well, I don't know. I can't be sure,
thing.
But I think he gets paid his amount for showing up and doing the work.
Well,
and then
if there was
signing off,
if there probably. Was a union, then those people
there's
would.
There's plenty
wind
of musician
getting,
units, unions, musician unit Local 6, their AFM Local 47, American Federation of Musicians. All of these represent what they call professional musicians.
Right.
So perhaps if you're paying your dues into that union, you
right.
do
I
get
would,
some kind
I
of backup.
I would bet that's more along the lines of like an orchestra or something like that
mm-hmm.
than it is for a touring club band.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder, though, if some of those session musicians, because there must be set amounts that they pay for a session player, for them to wind up not getting royalties, because supposedly there's performance royalties and publishing royalties. Yeah, it's honestly, we all love music.
Big fan.
Artists should get paid. It seems abhorrent that they get 5% of the $43 billion
yeah.
that.
I'm not surprised, though, that they're making more or they're doing well in that sense, because right now, I love music more than I ever have. I'm listening to music more
and
than I ever have.
Everybody has so much access to it.
I have access to my music everywhere I go because
right.
of my iPhone, which I realize many people, audiophiles, will say, the sound's not as good. Okay, but I can't sit and listen to a record ever.
Right.
I have no time for that.
I'm
I have a record player.
Anymore, right?
I have some records.
Mm-hmm.
I never put them on because I do not have one damn minute.
Right.
I need it to be mobile.
You know what's funny, too, is a lot of people are just collecting vinyl to never even play it. My son, whenever he buys somebody's new record and he gets it on vinyl, there's a code, and he can download the album so he can listen to it anytime he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't need to have a turntable to do it. That'll be fun when he moves, packing all that stuff up. Okay. This guy.
You think he's moving?
You know, fingers
You're
crossed,
gonna move
Vinny.
Before he does, okay?
Am I going to need to find a place with a room for him? Do you guys take
You're
pets? I got a pet kid in
delusional.
Here.
Can you do one of those granny cottages in the back? You have any more room?
Yeah, right? I should stick a bathroom on that shack in my backyard.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great. It'd be like he doesn't live with me.
Or you could just jump the fence and go back there where everyone else does.
Yeah. There you go. Live back there, kid. I'm sure I'll see you at dinner time. This is someone who is a good friend of our cameraman, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's name is Brian King Joseph. He's a 27-year-old electronic violinist. And he got onto the Tuesday night America's Got Talent live show, Judge Cuts 4. It's some judge's cut. And he has some kind of a nerve disease. It takes away the feelings in his hands and feet. So he's already battled that to like be as good as he is. And here is his audition for the judges. Brian King Joseph. He's got like white dyed hair, maybe Pacific Islander looking. Vaughn, get in here.
Hey, Vaughn, come grab my mic.
Tell us about your friend.
He's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
What song is this? I know this song.
I know something just like this.
Oh, yeah. Chainsmokers. All right, so he's rocking out. He's got this really cool looking little... The violin is like a super cool looking little... cutaway.
Yeah,
it's like
just,
futuristic.
Yeah, very futuristic electric violin. Is Vaughn in here?
I'm here, yeah.
So Vaughn, this is a friend of yours?
It is, yeah. We went to a high school together.
Brian King Joseph?
That's right, yeah.
Back in Maryland?
Back in Maryland, yeah.
Oh, how funny. Were you surprised to see him on here, or did you know this was about to happen?
I did. Actually, when I moved here to SF, he had moved here like a month before I moved here.
Oh.
We had no idea and just randomly met up with each other. And then I began helping them with DJing his gigs and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Is this the guy you posted a picture of on your Instagram?
It is, yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
Mine is Vonda Wizard.
Vonda,
oh, right.
Vonda Wizard. Vonda Wizard.
Right, Vonda Wizard, everyone.
That's right. Yeah, we do gigs together. We had one this past weekend in Napa for a wedding.
Uh-huh.
Google event.
When you say gigs together, you're just being the wedding DJ, or does he play the...
Yeah, so
there
so
too.
Similar to how it is on here, where there's a backing track.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll play the backing track and keep
and
it going in between.
Gets going and
right, exactly.
Do people flip out? It's so fun. It's
yes.
So cool. And he's a gorgeous man.
Yeah, he's
he's
a Filipino and an African.
Oh,
are his parents?
So they all loved him.
They all loved him.
They all stood up. And so what happens now? Mm-hmm. Is he going to continue on? He's like one of the finalists? What's the deal?
Yeah, so this was the judge cut. So now it goes into the live round with 28 other acts.
Okay.
And from there, they'll begin to do where America votes and gets to decide who goes on.
Oh, so they're still narrowing it down.
Well, it's narrowed down now to the live rounds
where
America votes and the judges just kind of give their... feedback.
So next week he's gonna have a chance to perform again, and does he have a huge, like, does he know a million songs too?
Yes, yeah, we do videos together and all that.
Do you get to throw lyrics down behind his music ever?
We've done it somewhat. We also were roommates for like 2 years here.
Oh my god.
So we did a lot of like, you know, just jamming out, stuff like that.
He's got such a happy face.
Is he coming back to town in between the shows?
I believe so. He has a few things to do up here.
Let's see if he could come on for a minute.
Sure, it's not a problem.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Brian King Joseph, all right? So that's
right.
The name to remember.
So he made it through.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be
okay,
on.
Cool.
Sounds like he's going to be on the live show.
Yep,
great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
His,
tell him congratulations from us.
And there's a new song out also called Strings.
Oh.
And that's on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, he's got singles that he puts out.
He does, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
See if you can grab one of those really fast. What's it called? Strings?
Strings, yeah.
All right, hold on. We're looking for it.
It's Alrighty. Pretty fun.
I know. It's really cool.
Did he say anything about being on the show, the experience of it all, or the judges, or the contestants?
Oh, yeah. He loves Tyra and Heidi.
Well, who doesn't?
Obviously. He said Simon, like, actually loves him, and he's like,
oh, the quotes from Simon are incredible.
What did Simon say?
I handed the story to Vinny, but he was basically like, do you see him right
it's
there?
It's mentioning, no, but what I'm seeing is Chris Hardwick's on the show, too. Who's that?
Chris
Hardwick? He was the guest judge.
Oh, he was the guest judge. Yeah. Well, that's the guy from after the zombie movie show.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. The one who was off for a while because an ex-girlfriend said what a jerk he was.
Right.
Simon said, Brian, you know what's important? People who've had massive success doing what you're doing have done so because they're technically brilliant and because they have unbelievable personality. And that's what you have. It's not just the sound. It's watching you that makes it work.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. So I guess he's a fan. That's great. I mean, yeah. Simon's hard to impress.
He's got right. The kid's got style for sure.
Mm. Yeah, it's really neat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there you go. Brian King Joseph. He's the one to watch. Were you able to find either of his singles?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Here it is.
Is that him singing?
That's Pipo Fernandez, another one of our friends.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Vaughn, is there profanity in this?
No.
Does he go wild at some point?
Towards after the last verse.
Oh, man, I just want to grab the sample because I couldn't find it on Amazon fine. Music.
Well, that's good.
Oh, come on, Bryn.
Jeez, Bryn.
Yeah, I need your...
yeah, it's fine.
Oh, 510 says, yes, Brian King Johnson performed at the recent Google event and was out of this world.
Yeah, wasn't Vaughn there?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, Vaughn was DJing for that event.
Oh. That's one of the photos from that
working for Google. Nice. All right, cool. Thank you very much. Brian King Joseph, that's the name to remember, and I guess he's going to be on the live show America's Got Talent next week. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Christmas.
Oh. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right now, call at number 9-800-400-3697. If you're calling 9, you win a pair of tickets to see the Honda Civic Tour starring Charlie Puth. Oh, there it is. Nice, Brinny. With his special guest, Haley Steinfeld. No. August 17th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Listen, all this week, 7:30, 11:30, and 5:30. Lots more chances to win. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You're seeing Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
20 minutes to 8. We now get on the phone with Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. We're going to begin with Scott on this Elon Musk tweet that set the news world on fire. There are the articles on the front page of the Mercury News here. Elon Musk may take Tesla private. What do you know, Scott?
Hey, guys. Well, this means basically that a stock that trades and you can buy, many of you out there, maybe you're rolling in Teslas, maybe you invest in it, would take it private, which means it would no longer trade on the exchange. They would buy back all of your stock, and then they would get to make decisions and cars and policy without all of you having a vote, because they would essentially privatize the company. You would no longer be an owner. And it's what companies do sometimes when they want to do things without the scrutiny of investors and us journalists. And you can do that a little easier as a private company because you don't have to declare everything that you do as you're building your cars or buying your solar companies and stuff like that.
And all this comes out of him having to deal with stockholder meetings where he has to explain every single thing.
Right, and explain to both stockholders and investors, hey, how come after all this time you haven't made a profit? How come you promised you'd make this many cars, but you only made that many? And why are you also digging holes in the ground and firing off rockets and things when you should be making my car? And, you know, all these things are kind of... I can see how they could weigh on an executive. On the other hand, Tesla stock, for those who follow it, have been a rocket of its own. And it's one of the ways that a company that doesn't make a profit, a category Tesla fits firmly into, can raise money and actually raise funds. So this would be taking that off the table to say, we're going to raise our own money. And there are rumors that Tesla is going to build in China and maybe raise money there. There's already a report that it's got billions of dollars from Saudi Arabia coming in. So if it takes that money and says, we'll buy out the investors, then exactly, Vinny, like you said, we get to do business without that criticism and that scrutiny.
What if someone doesn't want to sell their stock back? Does that not matter? If you own the company, you can say we're buying it back?
Yeah, ultimately, they have to get shareholder approval, much like they have to get board of director approval. And that's why when Elon Musk tweeted out the $420 price, you know, a lot of investors were very excited and the stock price went up 10% yesterday. One of the things for investors who have said, geez, I've done nothing but make money on this, I don't want to sell this, you have to come up with a price that investors will accept. And one of the things we started to see back and forth in the investor community is, hey, 420 sounds great. It's never been that high. That's a $70 billion value for a company that has not made a profit. That's a really good deal. Let's take that money and run. Others saying, no, we think it's going to get even higher with time because eventually they'll sell a bunch of cars and solar panels, et cetera. So they have to come up with a way to buy out those shareholders, or else the shareholders will reject the deal.
Won't he then be beholden to these people who put up the $70 billion to buy everyone out? Like, if now Saudi Arabia...
Maybe less people, maybe people who agree with his vision. Maybe he's got... I feel like he's caught in two places. Mm. One is...
I agree.
He's the genius of him, so he's like, I don't have time to explain everything I'm doing here, and yet in the real business world, Scott, you've repeated it three times, this is a company that has yet to turn a profit,
right,
which is really what you're supposed to be doing to be able to stay in business, period.
Yeah, I mean, one question I get asked a lot is how come another company, whether an Apple or a Toyota or something, hasn't bought Tesla? And I don't think Tesla would sell to those companies because then Elon Musk couldn't be the big boss. Mm-hmm. And this is, you bring up a good point, if he takes money to buy out the shareholders, he'll have far fewer bosses to criticize him and scrutinize him, but there will be somebody he is beholden to, because although he is a very wealthy man, he doesn't have $70 billion to go buy out all that. And it's interesting that he's recently reportedly taken investment from Saudi Arabia, obviously an interesting move for an electric car company,
yeah.
But also, yeah, so whoever can come up with this financing will be, in a sense, his boss.
They'll be the majority shareholders, unless he can somehow get him. What do you have to be, 51% to be able to make the decisions unopposed?
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. And my guess is, no matter what your percentage is, you have to agree that Elon Musk and his crazy tweets and his sort of, crazy genius is going to be the boss. My guess, that would be category number one, no matter how much money you put in. And given his track record, you can't knock that hustle. He's probably got a lot of investors out there that are willing to do that,
right?
Because, he hasn't made profit money, but he's certainly made stock money. And, his investors so far, I imagine, have been pretty pleased.
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, on with us. So you just said it, crazy tweets, and yet he tweets with very specifically to change, like, what was it, what are those things? So the fire thrower things.
Flamethrowers.
On sale. And then he tweets, I'm starting a company that drills holes in the ground. We're going to call it the Boring Company. But he did that.
Yeah.
Like, these are true.
I'm surprised we haven't seen his candy line yet.
He's really making announcements on Twitter. And so that's why people take what he wrote yesterday very seriously, because it's clear that he has designs on.
Mm-hmm.
When he tweets,
yeah,
he's doing it purposefully.
Yeah, it's a new world about getting the word out, and he is to the business world what President Trump is to politics, in terms of,
oof,
I know there are six to
that
eight ways.
That is not good.
I know.
Right.
Yikes.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that when you, lawyers talk to business professors, they're kind of flummoxed. Is this even a legal way to get the word out? I don't know, but it's the new way to get the word out. But now that he's put it out there, he kind of has to deliver, because people were buying the stock yesterday at 350, 360, 370, 380, and on the promise of at least 420, of him taking this company private, because he put it out there. And it'll be interesting to see if somehow this doesn't work, if people will have grounds to sue or whatever. But yeah, just regardless of the legal, in the weeds stuff, the fascinating thing is, like you say, Benny, he can put this out by a tweet, much like we see the president put things out by tweets, and people are saying, whoa, he's challenging another country. In this case, he's challenging his investors and saying, here's what I want to do, and I hope you've had a good run and made a lot of money and bought my car, but I may just get rid of you all.
Well, he often backs it up. I'm curious to see if he does this time. What do you think? You think he's going to pull this off?
I think so. I think he has enough faith, and I would guess enough investors, and certainly, much like the president doesn't like scrutiny from the press, Musk has made it clear that he doesn't like scrutiny from the press and the investors. He just wants to do things his own way. And investors, while they've made him crazy rich, are also kind of a pain in his side. If he gets rid of them now, kind of has it both ways.
All right, Scott Budman.
Can I read a a tweet.
Absolutely.
What's it called?
A text.
This is for Scott. 510 says, I love when Scott comes on. He's so well-spoken and always sounds so intelligent.
Yes,
plus,
Scott.
He's not afraid to have fun with you guys. Great job, Scott.
Great having Scott Budman on.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Take care. Thanks. Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area.
I left him on hold. I don't know if you want to thank him.
So I think Elon, I don't know why I lose track of what I'm, Twitter, is it Facebook,
right.
Is he on Instagram, but he's tweeting and I think he always has a plan when he finally puts it out there. It seems like big announcements come from that little teeny app on his phone. I don't know what the deal is, why that's become the way people do it, but.
Because that's where all the people that are paying attention to him are. That's got to be it.
Starbucks stores have started selling their pumpkin spice latte, even though we're still in August. Just past the first week in August, too. Yeah. So, I mean, it's still early, and yet people are ready for fall. Enough of this heat. Bring on the pumpkin spice lattes.
Will you please don't play that? It's nowhere near Christmas yet. Stop it.
Selfridges is a department store in London, and they just put up their Christmas stuff.
No, they didn't.
More than 140 days before December 25th.
Come on, Adele.
So.
That's so crazy.
They make the news by being the first one in the world to get their Christmas stuff up. It's fun. I love Christmas. I'm not mad at them.
I don't want to have it yet. I just don't want to think about it yet. Ugh.
Think about what? The fun, the football, the joy.
Oh, my God. It's just nothing but stress. So much to do at Christmas time.
At a time when joy to the world is on everyone's lips?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
It's stressful.
It's not.
It is.
What are your plans for Christmas? Are you guys going away?
I don't have any plans yet, and that's what's so stressful about it. I got to figure it out. It's just the whole thing, putting it together every year. Yeah. We might try to go really low-key this year.
Plus your brother's going to be here, too. So.
Oh, my God.
John, little John.
Gonna come in.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Yeah,
so maybe everybody will come to your house.
Maybe. Oh, that sounds doesn't sound stressful at all.
Why would it be stressful? Come on.
Now I'm thinking I got to put a kid's table in somewhere.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I got to figure this whole thing out. What am I serving? Usually on Christmas, I don't even have to get dressed that day.
Kids'
I don't
table, have any they're all adults.
Yeah.
But I don't have a table for 50 people. Got to divide
Make
those
a meet
kids
outside.
Up. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Hopefully it's not random.
Probably won't be.
Probably. I'll plan on that.
I mean, you know.
I just like
summer. We are a drought state after all.
I don't want my
all.
Kids going back to school. I love having the family around.
You don't want them going back to school?
No. We're having such nice days together. We can go see a movie if we want. We never do, but we could if we wanted to.
So what will you guys do today
when
you get off?
I got some gardening to do, so.
Watch that back. Be careful. Don't overdo it.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Thank you.
Watch that eyeball. That.
Yeah, I'll put some goggles on.
Don't get any poison ivy or
put
whatever you needed
on.
The steroids
I wear my gloves.
For.
Oh, my God. I know. This has been a hell of a year.
I know, right?
It's always something.
Uh-huh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the texts you guys sent in. People wrote in about Brian King Johnson.
Oh. The guy we just heard.
Yeah. Didn't he get the golden buzzer?
What's
I don't know what that?
That
means, but.
Oh, I think that's when all four judges.
That means you get, you go straight to the.
To the finals.
To Hollywood.
Oh.
Not to Hollywood.
To Vegas.
Wherever they do it. Doesn't matter. He won.
408 says, regarding changing the music business, United Masters. It's a startup where the artists have control. Check it out.
Oh.
I don't know.
Check it out.
Anything about that.
Check it out. Musicians. Yeah, we were talking about how little money they make. $43 billion spent...
I now just saw the story. That's everywhere. The story
it's
about
crazy.
How little
they make $5 billion of the $43 billion
of trickle down there is.
It's gross. They're the ones who are making the music, and they get none of it, basically.
Yeah, I want my artists rich.
Yeah, I want rich rock stars.
That's what I give the money for.
Right.
I know that
wrecking
there's
hotels,
yeah,
smashing guitars, doing drugs. I want real rock stars.
Our artist needs a bridge.
Artists need bridges. What a grotto.
707 says, Hooman, for a guy who has such great taste in movies, you like some crap music.
Yeah.
According to who?
That
707.
Texter.
Okay. That you guys didn't write that in yourselves?
No.
You Big Brother fans.
Big Brother was awesome.
Get him,
shut up, Bryn.
925 says, saw Train and Hall & Oates last night. Train killed it on Led Zepp's Black Dog. So good.
Oh.
Yeah, they
That's
played
awesome.
Oracle.
That's a great song.
Last
right.
night.
Mm-hmm.
Some people sent some spoilers for Big Brother.
Don't
I'm not
what?
Going to.
I'm telling
I
them
told
not to
you
do
I
it.
Wouldn't.
I'm telling
do
them.
It.
Don't do that, please.
Please.
Oh, I'm going to hurt you.
You've
been this close with me. Just little digs. So watch
that
back.
That just means how much he missed you.
He missed you so much.
He didn't have anyone to fight with the whole time.
Well, not just me. The whole Bay Area.
Wants to fight with me?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Vinny, I actually have a couple really interesting stories. Like, we're going to find out the fate of the Brady Bunch house.
Oh, yeah. There's more to it. We talked about it the other day, and now there's another
There's a
layer.
Whole other layer.
Yes.
So, and I have an idea, too, that I want to tell HGTV. Look, I know, you know, I'm a huge HGTV fan, so I'm sure they listen. also, the kid who played Goldberg in The Mighty Ducks, he's in the news.
Oh, looking bad.
Oh, dude. Honest to God, faces a meth. Yep. Jesus, please stop. And 13 Reasons Why. Get an update on that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.